Saturday's Buskers in the Berg event has added a kids and pets parade starting at 10 a.m. Those interested need to register by noon Friday. The online registration form is available on the EDA Facebook page. Kids are encouraged to decorate their pets, bikes, or scooters with a circus theme. The Kittitas County Commissioners are holding a town hall meeting for Ellensburg at 5:30 p.m. today in the Commissioners' Auditorium. They will make a presentation followed by a Q&A. Topics include funding allocations, roads and infrastructure, and economic development. At Wednesday's Ellensburg School Board meeting, Max Steele and Amari Thorne will be sworn in as the student representatives for the 2023-24 school year. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. at the Ida Nason-Aronica Elementary School. Crews will be working on Wildcat Way between University Avenue and 14th Avenue between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. tonight, with rolling closures and lane shifts during this time period. The Kittitas County Health Network invites the community to learn more about their work at an orientation noon Thursday in the KVH conference room. Lunch will be provided. Email Jessica at healthierkittitas.org. CWU's Sarah Spurgeon Gallery's first exhibit of the fall is Ryan Feddersen Signal Tracers, opening at 4 p.m. Thursday with an artist talk in the Cirque Theater and an opening reception at 5 p.m. in the gallery. Josie's Misfit Ranch, a volunteer and foster-based animal rescue, is holding a meet-and-greet from 11:30 to 1:30 Thursday at Caldwell Banker Central at 508 North Main. The Kittitas County Recovery Community Organization is holding a Family Connection Game Night from 6 to 7 p.m. Thursday at the KCRCO building on 3rd Avenue. There will be board and card games, giant Jenga, and giant Sorry. And CWU President Jim Wolpart delivers the annual State of the University Address at 10 a.m. Friday in the Cirque Ballroom. The address will be live-streamed at Central's website. Friday is the deadline to sign up for the co-ed kinder and girls' first through eighth grade basketball leagues. They begin on October 16, and games are Saturdays, October 28 through December 10. Info is available on the Parks and Rec page of the city website. Registration remains open for Tiny Tots soccer clinics, ages 3 to 5, which run October 23 through December 7. The Yakima Humane Society's Ellensburg Shelter offers a vaccination clinic from 11 to 3 p.m. on Saturday. Microchips are also available. Info on the clinic and the fee schedule is on the Yakima Humane Society's Facebook page. The Bits and Buckles 4-H Horse Fall Open Show is at 8 p.m. Sunday at Bloom Pavilion on the Kittitas County Fairgrounds. The event judge is Claire Alderman. The Fish Open Table Lunch is a loaded baked potato with vegetarian chili, sour cream, cheddar, and green onion, as well as garlic toast and a banana. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Elum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Elum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. And the forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 60 degrees. Sunset is at 6:50 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 43 degrees. Showers are expected in the morning. Winds will be from 10 to 20 miles per hour. You can find all this news on our website, which is ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.